Hello, 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 hello. This is Noah, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome to a show I like to call Foxtrot, where I play things that I think are good and or interesting. And that good and interesting thing that we just listened to was the song Like a Forest by Low. Low, of course, being the classic 90s, and I guess 2000s and 2010s. They've been music for a while, but slowcore outfit. Shout out to my dad. One time I was with him, and I was like, "You seem like you would listen to Low in your day." And you know what? He did, and he didn't like them that much. But I don't know where I was going with that. I'm a little tired. But I really enjoy that song. That comes from their album "Things We Lost in the Fire," which I think is one of their more well-known records. I don't know why I sound like I'm 30 when I'm talking about music. But I just really enjoy the strings in that one. The instrumental build-up is really beautiful. I associate it with an airport. I forget why. I forget where I was going when I was listening to this in an airport. But I don't know. It's just a really gorgeous song to me. And I don't really have anything else to add besides that I enjoy listening to it. And I hope y'all did as well. So I kind of have a... I feel like I say this a lot, but I kind of have a weird show. I just, like, didn't really know what to put on this one. So we kind of have a mishmash of old and new a little bit. Old and new in terms of the Noah music vibe. And, yeah, it should be pretty chill. So without further ado, we're going to listen to some songs. Yeah. Okay. I'll come say some words about them when they're over. But for now, here are those songs.
Hey.
And I am back. We just listened to You Can Be Mean by Indigo D'Souza. Right before that, we listened to In and Out of Time by Casino Hearts. And just before that, we listened to Technique by Semi-Western. I'm going to go Semi-Western. So that first song, Technique, it's just one of those songs that I just like the guitar riff. I literally don't know anything about this artist, Semi-Western, hence me not being able to pronounce her name, or at least have explicit knowledge of their preferred pronunciation. But I like the guitar work on there. Fun little quasi shoegazy song, and I enjoyed it. So Semi-Western, pretty soon they'll be full Western, I think. Next, In and Out of Time by Casino Hearts. This is another band I know nothing about. This one just showed up on my Discover Weekly, I think, like a few weeks ago. And I thought it was pretty cool. It's kind of a beautiful little dream pop song. I love some good dream pop. It's going to show up later in the show, actually. Spoiler alert. But yeah, it also does the thing that I like when songs do, which is when they just repeat the same line over and over and over and over again. And great news, that's also going to show up at some point in the show. Another spoiler has hit today's broadcast of Foxtrot, but that's okay. So Casino Hearts really did those two things for me with this song. So yeah, power to them. I think they actually have an EP coming out pretty soon, unless it already came out. Yeah, EP coming soon in 6 days, 22 hours and 41 minutes and 14 seconds. So yeah, be sure to check that out, and maybe I'll check it out too because I liked the song. Okay, spend too much time on that. And then finally, You Can Be Mean by Indigo D'Souza. This song comes off her album All of This Will End, which if I'm being Franklin, I didn't totally love when it came out, but this song was always a standout to me. I just love how searing the lyrics are. They're brutal. Like, they are just so blunt, and sometimes it's fun to hear that in a song. Like, I love when you listen to a song and you just go, oh my god, because I feel like she meant that. Yeah, just kind of a fun little revenge song, I guess. I hate you, because we all got those people in our lives. So yeah, that was fun. Okay, we got a little bit of a tone shift coming up, but I think we can handle it. So here's Pine Grove.
It's a long way through the cold day. Why do I need besides what I recoil? Why do I need that? I drank too much. She thinks too much.
I don't know if I... ever gonna stop. Reminding myself everything is lying. Today I met who I'm gonna be. From now table by the door. Wallet on the ground. Bag of rubber bands. Bye.
Wowza, I'm back. We just listened to Tower by Greg Freeman. Right before that, we heard Drinking Age by Cameron Winter. Just before that, our ears were treated to Spackle by Renner. And to top it off, the first thing we listened to in that segment was Need by Pinegrove. That Pinegrove song, a little bit of a ditty. Wait, that's not what that word... Okay, that's not what I meant. I'm really sorry about that. I meant in terms of, like, it's a neat little tune that's very brief. You know, it's, I guess, less well-known than its younger brother, Need 2, which went, like, viral on TikTok. And also, I really like that song anyway, too. But this one's just kind of a beautiful little ballad from... from the people over there at Pine Grove. Hopefully their hiatus ends soon. I think it's really funny that they were like, we're going on hiatus, and then 2 months later, they just blew up on TikTok. No one is doing it like them. So once that guy finishes grad school, I think that's what he's doing. Several of them are in grad school. Once they all finish grad school, I'm looking forward to some more Pine Grove if that ever happens. But yeah, good song. Next up, Spackle by Renner. Renner, I've played a fair amount actually on this show over the years. He's kind of he's got like one song that I actually also went a little crazy on TikTok. Not to the extent of me too. But he has one song that I've always loved, which is Your Name on a Grain of Rice. Shout out Molasses Disaster whenever we play that song. But he's been releasing some singles recently, I guess, for a new album. Can't Fool Me. and that was his most recent single, Spackle, which is really good. As I alluded to in earlier in the show, I love when songs do the thing where they just repeat the same line over and over again. I mean, this song has that, and it's glorious, and I love it. He's got a beautiful voice. I love his feel for just instrumentation in general. I think he always does a really nice job. Runner's just a guy, by the way. I don't think it's a band. His name's Noah, too, as well. So shout out Noah Nation out there. And yeah, I'm looking forward to the album based on this song. And I don't think I have anything else to say. Shout out Renner. Three N's. That's why I say Renner. I don't even think how he says it, but to me that feels right. Okay, Drinking Age was next by Cameron Winter. This, of course, comes off the 2024 album Heavy Metal. For those who don't know, Cameron Winter is the lead singer of the band Geese, who I really enjoy, and so I really also enjoy this solo project, as do many other people, actually. And this song is a stand-up for me. I love the way that he croons just at the end. I think it's kind of hauntingly beautiful. The bare piano is really, really nice to listen to. I don't know. I think lyrically it's kind of a genius song. I don't know. It really does it for me. It hits all the points. So if you haven't listened to that album, go check it out. I talk to a lot of people about it. Not a lot. I've talked to some people about it. I feel like everyone has a different song, different favorite song from it. So maybe you will too. Or maybe you also like Drinking Age. You're a free person. And yeah. Okay, finally, Tower by Greg Freeman. Greg Freeman is a guy who, he has one album on Spotify. I'm sure he has other stuff, but I'm only aware of his stuff on Spotify, called I Looked Out. I think it came out in 2023, 2022. And folks, if you have not listened to that album, it is so good. The song, I think, is kind of a good embodiment of why I love it so much. I feel like I'm using the word instrumentation a lot, but for some reason, it's the only word that's coming to mind when I talk about it. The horns are gorgeous. Horns are very present in this entire album. And the guitar work is great. His vocal performance is so raw. Like, I don't think I would consider him to be a conventionally good singer, but something about it feels so emotionally rich to me that it really works. So shout out Greg Freeman. I need you to make more music. It's been so long. It's been almost 3 years, I guess, or it's been at least over 2 years. I don't know when in 2022 that album came out, but yeah, I really like Greg Freeman. You should check him out if you haven't already. Something else, though, that I've heard rumblings that is worth checking out. This is just a hunch. Are you interested in Tufts or Medford/Somerville history? Consider taking an adventure to the Tufts Archival Research Center. They're open Monday through Friday by appointment starting at 9 a.m., and their walk-in hours go from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. The Tufts Archival Research Center is home to more than 700 unique collections documenting the history of Tufts and several specialized subject areas. This has been a public service announcement from Tufts Educational Radio and WMFO Medford. Yup. Go research some archives if that's your thing. If not, still could be worth checking out. Maybe it could become your thing. Just an idea. Okay, I have more music to play, and I'm excited about that music, so I'm not going to talk anymore. Sorry, just talked all your ears off. Here's the day of the week.
Got him right between the shoulders and the bull loses blood. No fight left to give. Can't pull his head up high.
Okay. We just heard Zebra by Beach House. Beautiful song. And just before that, we heard the 8.5 minute epic, if you can call it an epic, I guess, if it's 8.5 minutes. Bold Believer by Wednesday. That song is nuts. It's crazy. I mean, like, the first 4.5 minutes, I guess you could call tame, but those last 3 to 4 minutes, oh my God, it's like genuinely just kind of one of the greatest vocal performances I think you could ever hear. I don't know how Carly Hartzman, that's the lead singer of Wednesday, I don't know how she gets that primal of a scream out of her. Also, and also how it just fits so well with the music, I think is kind of a triumph. I don't even know what else you can really say. Again, I've been on a crazy Wednesday kick recently, and this song has been a part of that. So if you haven't listened to Wednesday, get on that, because I have been a lot recently and it's changed my life. Okay, and then finally, Zebra by Beach House. I really don't know why I put this song on. I mean, obviously, it's like, it hasn't really been in recent rotation for me, but I love it so much, and I was just thinking about what I wanted to play, and I thought about it, it popped in my head, and I was like, yeah, I want to hear Zebra tonight, because it's kind of the best song ever. It's definitely off of my favorite Beach House album ever, which is Teen Dream. It's the opening track to Teen Dream. Sometimes it's really important to go listen to that album and be like, Beach House? It's just kind of a master of their sounds, and I think that album proves it, and it's them at the peak of their powers. And yeah, my only problem is when I went to go see Beach House live a few years ago, they didn't play this song, and it ruined my life. So yeah, today was actually a pretty fun show. I don't know how I felt about going in, but I really enjoyed the stuff that I played today. Again, if you like what you heard, whether that be the music I played or the words I said, I'm here at this time every week, except next week. I won't be here next week, but generally I'm here this time every week, Monday nights, Tuesday mornings at 1 a.m. however you conceptualize time. And yeah, we're gonna play one more song, and I think another show is coming in after me. If not, then you can enjoy the lovely sounds of Automation. But we're gonna close out with a classic tune, When You're Gone by the Cranberries. Shout out to Ireland. Again, this has been Foxtrot, and this is Noah, specifically, and you're listening to 9.5 FM WFM Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Enjoy the rest of your night or morning, whatever side of the day it is for you, and I'll see you all in 2 weeks. Okay, goodbye.